Yeah.
Weezy out here.
Back home smoking legal. I got more slaps than the Beatles. Foreign shit running on diesel, dawg. Playing with my name, this shit is lethal, dawg.
Who you see? What?
Don Corleone. Trust me, at the top it isn't lonely. Everybody acting like they know me, dawg. Don't just say it now, you gotta show me
what you gotta do.
Bring the clip back empty. Yeah, asked to see the ball, so they sent me, dawg. I just broke her off with a 10-piece, dawg. There ain't nothing, I'm just being friendly, dawg. It's just a little 10-piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved. I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't go up playing ball, but I'll show you how the fuck you gotta do it. If you really wanna fall till you fall, when you're back against the wall, and a bunch of niggas need you to go away. Still going bad on them anyway. Saw you last night, but did it all day. Yeah, a lot of money.
What is up? XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It is your favorite Latin host, Jay Sizzle. Hope that intro came in loud and clear to get your morning started off right, not blowing out the speakers of your red Dodge Neon. Sorry about you folks. But this is year 12 going into week 11. We are joined today by a top tier group of co-hosts today. One who is plotting the biggest comeback in XF fantasy history, and the other who is probably wearing the oldest pair of sneakers still being worn today in LD history. Got the souls falling out them bitches. First up, we have the first fantasy team manager of the team. Your friends aren't saving you today. How's it going, Bubba?
What's going on, JC?
What up, man? What up?
Feeling a little lighter now after I got my nuts chopped off, but things are good. But we don't need to be talking about no plotting. Like, I'm just trying to win games, man. Just trying to win games.
That'll work.
But, all right. So I get the pleasure to introduce the most interesting man in the league, the one, the silent assassin, who no one hears from, and it takes about 5 days for him to respond about a trade. It's y'all's boy, Mr. Joe Fiala.
Yo.
Hey, fellas, what's up? Happy to be here.
We got him, JC.
Yeah.
We got him.
Yeah. I definitely take my time. Not in it quite as much as you guys, but, you know, after listening to some pods, I'm definitely happy to be here and try it out for myself. I don't have those white shoes, but I do still keep shoe glue in my back pocket because I still have old shoes and I got to fix them every chance I get.
Yes, sir.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah. I believe it. Shoe glue's right behind me. I know exactly where to find it.
We can't thank you enough, bro, for penciling us into your calendar, man.
Hell yeah, like, man. Seriously. We had to send this email like 3 weeks ago.
I had to put it on my calendar. I was supposed to be on calls tonight, but, you know, sacrifice for the boys.
They're good looking out, man. Already sacrificing for the fantasy league, bro.
That's right.
That's what we like to hear. So Vic has been, you know, obviously he's ball. Well, you got your balls still, right? They're just chopped a little bit. You know,
yeah,
chopped down
just
to size.
Not connected.
Not connected. But Vic's been wanting to get on with Joe for a while now, so we had to make sure that this happened, bro. We had to make sure this happened.
Yeah, Vic's been talking about me enough. And, hey, how about that turnaround? You had a nice team name there for a little while. I don't know how much that attributed it to it, but, man, that was a good team name you had there for a while, and all of a sudden you went on like a 3-game win streak. So I'm not saying you're winning because you changed your team name, but I bet that had a big part of it.
I'll say it.
I'll definitely say it. You're going to have the rest of the league changing their names to their first and last name.
Yeah, hey, imitation's the best form of flattery.
Yes, sir.
You got to humble yourself.
All right. Boys, we are a diverse group of fans for various NFL teams, so let's get into the Week 10 results.
And at first, we have Birdo Steelers beat the Saints 20-10. Good win by the Steelers.
And then we have JC's Giants beat the Texans 24-16, as they should, being kind of expected. Different people made plays, and Barkley threw them on his back. 35 carries, 152 yards. Not bad.
Let's go.
How long are those tires going to last?
Hey, they're bionic,
Cody's hoping
bro.
Long enough. Yeah.
Yeah, no joke. The Cowboys took an L against Dips Packers at Lambeau, losing 28-31. Sorry, Cowboys fans. Real quick, Joe,
That's a.
are you a Cowboys fan, Joe?
I am. You got a lot of
Oh,
Houston
okay.
folks around here, but there's not much to cheer for. So, no, definitely still Cowboys.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all right. I had to sacrifice a Cowboy win to get my own win against Dip, so.
Hey, sacrifices have to be made.
And poor Noah, his Browns lose to the Dolphins 17-39. But don't worry, Noah's hero, the man he looks up to, Deshaun Watson, should be coming back soon. It's gonna be Deshaun season, baby.
Yes, sir. As far as just the turnout goes of NFL football, I mean, shoot, the Commanders beating the Eagles, bro. I mean, Cody,
Yeah,
we
why didn't
can't.
we talk about that?
I forgot to throw that in here, bro. So we're gonna talk
Let's all
about it
talk about
together,
that. Let's just keep bringing it
bro.
up. The
7
Commanders.
and 0, undefeated, getting that ass spanked by the Commanders, bro.
By Tyler
Commanders.
Heineke. Got
Straight.
beat by erasers. Dang. A racist
Cody can't be
team.
happy.
They didn't want to be the
Cody
only
cannot be
unbeaten.
happy.
They wanted to be like everybody else.
No joke, bro. Welcome to the club, you goons. So, let's jump into next, the Week 10 fantasy recap.
All right, so first up, we had me versus JC. So, I exerted my dominance against his injury-stricken team by a whopping 0.75 points to scrape out a victory. I personally feel fairly fortunate in that one. It took a lot of injuries and then some people going down to squeak by, but I'll take victory where I can get
Bruh.
It still hurts, bro. It still hurts.
Joe using all these big words and shit, trying to catch up. And then next we had the game of the week, me versus Dip. My team laid that absolute ass whooping on Mr. Dipperoo. The dude was feeling it on his back. And to make matters worse, he watched his team just go down as Cooper Kupp takes a nasty injury and gets a high ankle sprain. Man, if last week wasn't a warning sign that something was going to happen to Kupp, this sure was. Sorry about your loss, Dip.
Then you had Pat versus Mick, another close game with Mick beating out the two-peat champ by a point. This is what I love about fantasy. You got Pat stressing about over getting his three-peat. You got Mick slinging trades left and right and still coming out with that W.
Every
I
given
just got
Sunday, bro. Any given
I just
Sunday.
gotta apologize to the league. Like, now I know what y'all went through when I would just start posting long ass texts about shit. Like, I'm so glad Pat's in here now, so now I know. Like, I just know every week Pat loses, I might as well just get ready to sit on this toilet and read this long ass story that he wrote at 4 a.m. in the morning about poor him. Imagine reading
Yes,
that when you're in
sir.
last place. Like, bitch, what are you complaining about, man?
Bro, always stressed. Always stressed. Next up, we have Cody versus Keith, the battle of the top two. Cody gets absolute, or Cody actually roundhouses the hell out of Keith with a whopping 190 points, stepping over his dead ass corpse to take the number one spot. I fucking told y'all his team was underhyped. Whenever nobody was picking him in one of the questions we had, I was like looking at Cody's team and I was like, bro,
Was that
Cody's
before or
team looks
after
kind of. I
all the
don't know if he had
trades?
made big trades. I don't remember. I think C-Mac
Because
wasn't
his
back yet, I
team was
don't think.
straight dog shit early on, because he had no
Bro,
quarterback.
telling you, I saw
And then
something.
Berta was like, "Here you go. This is what
The
Berta
Lord
does."
spoke to me, bro. The Lord spoke to me, and I just saw a ray of light on
And
Cody's
that
team.
game could have been a lot worse, because he was projected to get like over 200 something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was close.
Well, that was
That shit was
Brown.
close.
I'm
Then you
looking
get
at it.
that.
Brown went down, or fell on his face, basically. Otherwise, he probably would have.
Yeah, no joke.
And then we had this doozy of a game, the sleeper game of the week. We had Dre versus JT. as Dre gets that easy dub and plays against a team that had two dead bodies on it. Count those lucky stars, Dre.
Yeah, I went back and looked. Was it only two or was it three? Because I didn't think he had a kicker in there either.
Oh, shit. He didn't even put anybody in a slot.
I don't think so. No, kicker was empty. Murray didn't play, and Elliott didn't play. I mean, he still wouldn't have won just by looking at it, but now that would be three. Did anybody ever figure out what happened?
Bro.
What
problems?
He was in the country, bro. He didn't have any problems.
What plan does he have? It's fucking 2022.
He's got Metro.
2022. Every place has connection somewhere.
Just get on somebody's internet. Metro, you might not have phone connection, but there's nobody has internet wherever you're going. But anyways,
I think he has clear internet that Sheldon.
Jason,
so.
I think old girl's pulling the Stephanie and took his password. And he has to earn that password.
He might have. Joe, there's a funny story on that real quick. I think it was like week two or some shit. Me and Steph are going through some nonsense. And she took my fucking email and like wouldn't let me get into it. And so I was in fantasy at the time. I think I got into playoffs and like lost in like the second week. But I had not gotten to touch my lineup the entire time. So I'm literally got players just sitting in my active roster. And I made it into playoffs.
Wow.
And I kept getting shit where these fools are like, dude, she might have done you a favor because you probably wouldn't have made it to playoffs without her taking your shit. And I was like, damn.
That's a different kind of crazy. Don't.
Yeah, that's quite the grudge. If you started in week two and went all the way through playoffs, that's like 2 or 3 months.
Bro.
what doghouse were you in?
Hey, bro.
And even the doghouse, she sent you to a different zip code.
Around.
She said, oh, you think you're playing fantasy? Fuck this fantasy shit.
Bro.
At least you didn't drop all your players.
Yeah, no joke. Imagine. Bro, the league would have been fucking going wild if everybody got dropped. Oh my god.
They wouldn't have said nothing. Didn't you have kickers scoring like 75 points that year?
Something like that. That was the younger years of this league.
D's only championship.
Mm.
Oh yeah, when he was trading Jing.
All right, let's see. So next up, D versus Bert. And, yeah, D stuck with his core. Taylor finally showed up. Pollard balled out. Kels does what Kels does. And D comes away with the victory. And I do have a comment there just looking at some of this stuff as I was, did spend a little bit of time researching before. And I said, man, it sure is nice to be lucky. I was looking at, D, where he's at for points for, points against. I think I've got D's got 7 more points scored than I do. And he's got like 17 against. And our record's slightly different. So if he just had, Taylor show up.
He just started scoring those points, too. He was getting shitted on by every team.
No, now that he gets his people back, And then I was looking and say, man, I've had a lot of points scored against me. Back to talking about Pat. If I was talking about like that, I should be talking about the injustice of this league. If people weren't scoring this much against me, I would be higher. But no, he scored a hell of a lot more points, so he's got a lot more reason to be mad than I do. But I was like, see, there it is. If I lose, that's because people are scoring more points against me than they are against those other teams.
That's not the case for every
team. Yeah. They came up and showed up against me. It's not my fault. It's their fault.
Cowboys lost to the Packers, but if they would have played the Browns, they
would
have won.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Dude, that's so true. Didn't even think of that.
All right. Now we got J-Dub versus Noah. Another close matchup with Noah winning by 1.23. Pretty sure Noah was on a 5-game losing streak or something before that. So, welcome back to the winning circle, Noah.
Yes, sir. All right, boys. Next, we get into trade galore. And we will jump right into trade galore here. Starting off with Mick and Cody. Let's get your opinions, Vic and Joe, on this one. So, Mick had received Isaiah McKenzie. Is it Isaiah McKenzie?
Yeah, McKenzie.
And then, Isaiah Pacheco, so two Isaiahs?
Sounds good.
Bro. The Isaiah McKenzie and Isaiah Pacheco. And he sent Christian Kirk and Chase Edmonds. What do you guys think of this one? Vic, put your mic next to your mouth. There we go.
Man, I mean, it worked out for him in a sense because he was able to put other players in that spot that balled out. But he could have – I mean, Christian Kirk's the number one receiver for their team, and he balled out.
Yeah, what someone say? He's wide receiver number seven
I think overall? That's more – I think that was just more
– where he could be or something. I don't think he's number seven.
He wasn't consistent recently. Like, he was starting to go down, and then, of course, he blows up after makes a trade, after he gets released from those shackles.
The shackles. So, grade of A, B, C, D, or F?
The grade is a Mick.
Yeah, Joe? So I don't know too much about him, but I'd got to say that, you know, obviously – Kirk's is best out of there, and I guess if you're going with what Pacheco, you're really hoping he takes off is that number one. I think that's a lot of mix where he's playing chess while we're playing checkers. He's looking so far ahead on what could happen that it could go that way, but there's a lot of ifs involved. So
I might need to start playing chess with that fool because the team needs it.
Pacheco can go off and be really solid if Clyde Edwards-Helaire goes down, McKinnon goes down, and then Pat Mahomes can't throw the football anymore. And
hey, but you're saying there's a chance.
I mean, he needs to go pick up Pat Mahomes to get him jinxed.
No shit.
If Pacheco, obviously Pacheco was what he was going for, but it's like you could have gotten a lot better for Kirk.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. A more consistent person than Pacheco, but I mean, it's not my team.
Yeah, true. He's trying to squeak out one or two more wins.
No joke. We got next up is Birdo and Pat. So Birdo receives
the trade
Garrett Wilson, and Pat receives Marcus Mariota and Drake London.
This is that trade that he was so desperately trying to blackmail people and hustle people to get to accept. Like he was going to be everyone's friend, trying to be everyone's friend, saying this is going to put you over the top. It's like, bro, I had Drake London. He gave me a fat 0 points 1 week. And Mariota is, they're talking about him not being the starter, and he's one hit away from being injured. Like, I don't need him for a week. I'm good. I'm not giving you freaking Jacoby Myers, a number one receiver that is the only target on that team. Like, he was like, I guess I'll go to Pat. And I was like, okay.
If we had to sum up Berto's trading tactics, I would just, just one of those right there.
And not wiping either.
You're fucking trash, Berto.
He wouldn't wipe or change it either. He'd just leave that shit sitting in there, all those skid marks.
The skids. So we'll be grading this one, boys.
I mean, I don't see it as a bad trade overall, really. I mean, in the sense that, it's...
You know what? I think Pat won the trade because Garrett Wilson had one good week with Zach Wilson. That's about it. And Garrett Wilson's my boy, that Buckeye. But, I mean, Garrett Wilson, to me, is no different than Drake London. He has less competition on targets. It's just they don't throw it as much. But, I mean, here's my thing. Garrett Wilson's on a winning team, so the chances of them shutting him down is low, so that's a good thing. I think Atlanta's winning and stuff, but still, it's just I could see where Berto's going for the high value on that, but I just think I would have probably just stayed with Mariota and London. We know why Pat did it. Pat needed a quarterback.
Yeah, but I don't think, Berto needs a quarterback either, so he's just trying to upgrade receiver at that point.
We know about what happens to the quarterbacks that Berto trades, turns team seasons around. So,
damn, take him to a three-peat. Next up, we have myself receiving or a trade between me and J-Dub. Me receiving Pat Freiermuth and giving J-Dub Michael Pittman and Austin Hooper.
I mean, I think you won the trade because Pat doesn't have very many people to go against with targets now that Claypool's gone. But I mean, Michael Pittman might, now that Matt Ryan's quarterback again,
I
might
agree.
have, and Austin Hooper's terrible. So
He's a
you
fill-in
didn't give
for
up.
him because he has a Cole Kmet, so he just needed a Week 14 flyer
Well,
filler.
yeah, right. Yeah, so I mean, I can see how it works out for both. You needed
wait, are
somebody, and he had
Bears
somebody.
aren't on a bye?
He said Week
Bears,
14.
Week
Bears
14
aren't on a
filler.
bye.
Bees, they so
So
it's.
he's trading that far ahead? That's.
Hey, if you can
So
get
B
Pittman,
plus,
they're not
hey,
that bad. Yeah.
B plus, appreciated, boys. I like it. I'll take
Is Pat
it.
no? Is Pat on bye? Pat Fairmuth. That's probably. I don't know. It was a good trade for you.
All right, let's get into all Vic's trades now because that's all that's left. So let me grade this one. So Vic and Joe make a trade. Vic sends, or sorry, Vic receives Dak Prescott and Cortland Sutton, while Joe receives Geno Smith and Tyler Lockett. I think Joe got the better of the trade, but I can see where Vic's going here. Obviously, Lockett with Jerry Jeudy being. Sorry, not Lockett, but Sutton with Jerry Jeudy being gone is probably going to get more targets. Dak has looked decent, and he has a really good strength of schedule for the rest of the season. But Geno Smith and Lockett, bro. I mean, that duo is fucking on point. So I'm sure you both got some plans for this trade, but I think Joe won this one.
Yeah, my idea, my thing is, if I'm not having to win every game, I probably don't really make this trade because Geno Lockett's been so well, but I can't afford to have any
Two of the same
slip-ups
players.
on a bye. They're on a bye week,
Oh yeah,
so,
that's right, that's right.
and also, like, I need as many points as I can get since it's not about head-to-head now. It's about point differentials or points scored, so I need to put up the most solid lineup I can get to get as many points as I can get, because
Fair enough.
just winning is not going to be enough for me to get in there. I'm just trying to get the most points, and then Dak is. I mean, I think we know Dak is a better quarterback, but Geno's got better weapons, and so we'll see.
And then last, Vic wasn't finished there. He fucking made another trade. He took a made a stop on the way home by the Trader's Village. Saw Mick there at his booth. Looked through his things. You know, a lot of shit on the top, and then Vic just happened to find something when he was digging towards the bottom. And Vic receives Tyler Higbee, and Mick receives Hayden Hurst and Rondale Moore. Now, Hayden Hurst and Rondale Moore is not fucking bad at all. But I can see obviously where Vic's going with Higbee. Tight end for the Rams. Cup is dead on arrival.
RIP
Rest in
Dip.
peace, Dip.
Feel like
So
every
hey,
time we mention that,
that's a nice
Dip's.
find, Vic. Did you have to use like a metal detector while you're over there?
I mean, he came out. He came to me with the trade, but he was trying to get Olave, and I was like, "Dude, do you know where Olave went to school? Like, I ain't giving him up." But
Fucking Vic.
I mean, I had to sell him on more because Mick. He gets those updates like Hollywood Brown's coming back, and I'm like, bro, they don't even do the same things. Like, I was like, Ertz is out, so now all those short passes and stuff in the middle is gonna be for Rondale Moore. But I mean, I was good with Hurst as my tight end as well, but I was like, you know what? I got depth at quarter or at receiver, and I would like to have a solidified tight end who's a target. Especially the one thing about this year that took a while to get adjusted is how much more value tight ends are now that you get that 1.5 per
No, it makes a
reception.
difference, yeah.
Yeah, well, it cost me a game against Jada. That fool Fairmoon had like didn't even have enough catches to compete with me or the yards, but those extra points just added up and gave
Yep.
him a 3-point win.
Yep. It's true.
So I was like, you know what? Let me get all those targets
That was a fair
and
trade. I'll give it an A.
Yep, and Mick gets a better wide receiver than just what's his face from the Steelers.
What's his face?
He had to
All
try
right.
to replace Kirk.
All right, boys. I
Pretty
hope y'all
much.
enjoy it. So this was, we're at 11 minutes so far. I hope y'all enjoyed 9 minutes of Victor talking. next, we jump into waiver wire pickups, and this is the top five most fab spent.
All right. So first up, we got Pat, who spent $56 on Tyler Conklin with zero other bids. You do got to give it to him. The man knows what he wants, and he is willing to spend his money. Especially once Goedert went down. He's going to go get his man.
But that's the worst feeling, man. You're like, let me put a low bid, and you're like,
yeah, that's impressive. Yeah, I have not seen any tight ends go for $56. So I didn't see why you'd have. But
he's desperate.
He's desperate. Yeah,
that Goddard injury.
Yeah,
crushed him. But it's
you
like
want
I hate
man.
That.
You want your man? You'll spend for him.
Yeah, especially if it's a need. That's the bad thing is when it's a need, and then you start thinking to yourself, you're like, man, I swear to God, if I put 55 and he gets picked up for 56,
yeah.
I'm gonna be pissed.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And the worst
then
thing
you're
is
looking
waking
further
up,
down the list.
And then you wake up and you're like, all right, did I get my guy? Oh yes. What did he have? Who else bid? Zero. Like, oh God damn it.
Yeah. Yep.
And if he has all that time to type up a book, bro, every morning or throughout the day, you know he's fucking thinking hard about that. Fab waivers, bro.
Yep. All right, next up, you got Dippy spending $50 on Van Jefferson with JT spending $35 and several other bids. So he's going to go out and get his cup replacement. So
yep.
Because cup's out for the year.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their lockers are right next to each other, too.
Yeah, there you go. He's just hoping, yeah. Cup, yeah. Yeah, cup rubs off a little bit of that magic. next up, Dre spends $42 on Paris Campbell, with Keith throwing in 34 and three other bids also. So that makes Dre's total money spent to acquire Campbell at $144. That is what I call a true love-hate relationship. And even he drafted him to start with. So now that is
for a
really
dollar, bro.
You say, all right, I got him. And then now, man, you go all in. I'm in love. And now you drop him again. And then, nope,
yep.
He's my boy. Take him again.
He was...
That is so much fab, bro. So much fab.
That's more than Noah has spent all year.
All year. You know what Nick could have done with that 144 fab, bro?
All I know is Paris can retire now.
No joke.
Next up, we have Pat spending $24 on Alex. What is that? Highsmith. With the next bid being $5. So, yeah, Pat spends money on these defensive players. I went back and I looked because I saw that he had had some high bids on defense before. So, yeah, what was it? He spent $31 on a D lineman and DB a few weeks ago, and I think he kicked that one to the curb for this one. So, he is solely making sure those defensive players get love and get their money, too.
Yep. They can make a difference. They can make a difference. I mean, what's his face? The guy he got, the safety, I had him a week, and he balled out. I thought he got
it's
him
just
the
picking
win
the right
week.
One. Yeah, so if you pick the right
the
one.
Win, but Mick's boy got him to win that defensive tackle.
Yeah. Now, they definitely make a difference, but that's some money, especially whenever the next highest is $5. Or this right. last guy up spending $23 on Chase Young by himself.
That guy.
Yeah, see, you wanted to play chess while everybody is playing checkers. We'll see if it pays off.
I know, bro. I we'll see. I've spent a lot of money on D linemen, like freaking Aiden Hutchinson didn't fucking do anything. But every time I drop him, he balls out. So we'll see what Chase Young does for me.
He should be good.
Awesome. That's what I like to hear. All right, folks, let's get into the Week 10 injuries.
All right, so let's start off with, I don't know if y'all heard, but Dippy's man, Cooper Kupp, went down with a high ankle sprain. was expected out 4 to 6 weeks, but went ahead and got surgery. So I think that's it for him. I think that's curtains. Rest in peace, Dip. Then we have Zach Ertz, who's also done for the season with a knee injury. That's the fourth major player on JC's team getting hurt. Then we got my guy, Gerald Everett, with a groin injury, possibly out 2 to 3 weeks. Then we have Jerry Jeudy, got an ankle injury, but could have a torn ACL. We're still awaiting testings. I don't know if they've updated that yet. Then we have, JC's team wasn't done yet. He had Khalil Herbert, before even JC could really get to use him, go down with the hip injury. Oh man, it's a tough fall from the top for JC, man.
You yeah, know, it's
that's
hard
impressive.
Out here.
Impressive how many injuries you've had.
isn't that a cool talent I have on my team?
Yeah, it's not one I want, but I can appreciate it for you. Yeah, you said, you know, I'm this is too easy. I'm like at the top here, so let me start just knocking players out week by week and make it a little more exciting.
I'll tell you exactly when it was. It was when you finally got your money back.
Oh, probably, bro, because then I have nothing to play for.
And your team,
I have no skin
team
in the game.
Like, all right, we're done. Let's wrap
no
it up.
No skin in the game. That might be it, bro. That might
you got
be
your
it.
Money back, and they're like, all right, we got nothing to play for.
Damn.
And then at last, we have Juju Smith-Schuster, who's probably still asleep on the turf. That was ugly. Sorry, Dre. I know he was carrying your team for a little bit, and he's starting to look up, finally getting production, but it's tough.
Dre's got it bad too, bro, for real, these injuries. It's always got to happen to someone or a couple teams in the league, so glad to be here with you, Dre. Let's get through it, Bubba. next up, we have the power rankings. So let's get into the Week 11 power rankings, starting from the bottom.
Scroll down. All right, so we're going to start from the bottom. Oh, man, it's so nice not to see my name down there anymore. At 14, we have Little Smokies Mick at 3-7. At 13, Darius seems getting solid, but he still gets screwed over by points against. At 3-7, he's stuck at 13th. Then we have Mr. Budget Man himself, Noah, at 12th with four and six. Then we got Mr. Started from the bottom. Now we're working our way up at 11 myself. Number 10, I have no connection, so I'm only going to start four players. JT at 4-6 as well. And we have at number 9, Mr. I'm not going to say his name because my kids are still up. Mr. Blackmail. Mr. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get someone to accept my trade. At number 9, we got Birdo at 4-6. And at number 8, we got my opponent this week, Mr. This Shit's Not Fair, Let's Cry Me a River, Take Me 2 or 3 Pete, Pat, at 4-6.
Next, we will jump into the top 7.
Alrighty. Yep, we're going to see. I guess after this week, one of y'all won't be 4-6 anymore. Working your way up. So at 7, we have Screw Sleeper, Mr. Dre, see if he can keep going. At 6, we have me, you know, playing keep this week. I'm not expecting a lot, so I'll likely drop. We
did you
have.
Change your name? Did you change your name? Where's Team Joe Fiala?
Oh, everybody just knows.
Oh.
No, I didn't change anything. Nuh-uh.
It's the same, bro. Come on now.
Yeah, it's just the same. Yeah. I'm all about streamlining. At 5, you got Mr. Injury himself, your ex, Jay Sizzle. At 4, new baby daddy, Mr. J-Dubs. Happy to have him back. You know, it's livens it up a bit in the chat.
For sure.
At 3, Mr. Dippy, seeing if he can stay up there without Mr. Cup. And then 2-1 in their rightful spots, we got Keith and Cody just kind of battling at the top each week, seems like.
No,
you know,
joke.
What I just thought about? The curse is kicking in, JC. Did he try to warn you? Did he try to warn you about?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, bro.
He's
the exes?
Yep. He started
and he did your mom. But Cody has Book of Mormon, bro. We'll see if it happens to Cody, too.
I feel like a heartbreaker is going to happen where, like, all his Eagles players get hurt.
Right. All his Eagles?
And Barkley and Barkley and McCaffrey.
No, don't say it.
Barkley and McCaffrey. And when those playoff time comes.
Don't say it. Don't do it, bro. Don't do that to me.
I know Cody's sweating about that. When it gets close to playoffs and they start resting those players, Barkley and McCaffrey are going to be the ones resting.
Yeah, that's true. Barkley's not going to have 35 carries if they're up at all as you get closer to playoffs.
See?
Right.
Yep. Congrats to Cody with his second high point of 190. He's get $25. Congrats, Cody.
And then low point of the week, you think it would be the guy playing, I think we said three dead players in his starting lineup or no players. They didn't even show up for the game. But guy who lost is actually his opponent. So walking the plank is Dre. You're out of the last team standing.
And to recap all the total winners so far this season, we have myself at 125, doing the 100 for last man standing, undefeated. Like Vic said, I'm probably cursed because of that. Cobes getting $50, Birdo being at 25, Dip 25, J-Dub 25, Keat 25, and the crybaby himself, Pat, at 75. That man has half his money back and he's still bitching. This guy.
It's not fair.
All right, boys. Now we will jump right into the Week 11 matchups.
All right. First up, we have Pat versus Vic in the I'm Danish and I'm Depressed versus In Love with J-Lo and Obsessed Bowl. So looking at this, obviously a lot of the trades made this week are around getting a win in this game. I think, yeah, just if it was a different week, Pat would have a better chance there with Tua and Walker back, but given the current lineup, gotta give the victory to Vic.
Dang. I appreciate it.
Nice.
All right, next matchup we got Joe versus Key, white upper class versus white lower class. I didn't make up that name.
Sorry, Key.
On this one. You know what? I'm going to go call for the upset.
Hey, if anybody can do it, it's Fields.
Yep. Fields and Montgomery going against Atlanta. Terrible run defense. Got Swift and Brown going against those overrated Giants. You got Hawkinson that's going against the Cowboys, who's been getting a crap load of targets. And you got, on Keaton's side, Josh Allen's got a tough matchup against Cleveland. Eckler, I mean, I think the Chargers are going to have to keep up with scoring. So, I mean, he could get the passing yards, but or pass catches. But other than that, you know, I think Jefferson's going to get shut down by Diggs. I'm hoping, actually. D. Hopkins, man. It all depends if Kyler Murray plays or not, because Colt McCoy doesn't like throwing it to him. He throws those checkdowns to all Rondell Moore, so it should be close. But yeah, I think Joe will have enough with Fields and Montgomery to pull the upset.
That'll work.
I like it. I like it.
Not gonna lie, I hope he does it though, because I need Joe to lose.
That's much more likely.
Next up, we got Dre versus Mick in the Ren and Stimpy Bowl. You know, Dre, I know you've been going through some shit like me, bro. I feel your pain. However, you are playing against Mick and his team.
Misery needs company, bro.
But Dre, you got Juju out in your starting lineup. You got no linebacker. You got to fill in these gaps, bro. Come on, Drizzy. I'm gonna pick Dre with beating Nick, keeping him at the bottom. He did just get Paris Campbell, so
dude,
I think
half
that's
of his
a good
lineup
pickup.
Is questionable, and the rest are not even. He doesn't even have a lineup set.
I know, bro. He needs to get it going.
Gus
he needs
Edwards.
To get it going.
It's gonna be tough.
Curtis Samuel play. Obviously, Andrew's out, but likely looks really good. So.
I know, yeah, Andrew practice. Smith-Schuster's probably still sleeping on the turf.
Mick's got some decent guys there with Rondell Moore.
Oh,
hey,
hey
bro,
put your boy Paris Campbell in, bro.
He's going to. You got Daniel Jones, though. He's going to carry you to the promised land, Dre. I know he will.
Remember, the crazy thing is how much money he's paid on Paris Campbell and has not started him yet.
Yes,
ever.
Sir. Yes, sir. And he's about to start. He's about to get his first start of the season on Dre's team. But looking at both of y'all's teams, it looks kind of like, you know.
Thank you, Stanley.
Not looking good, bro. Not looking good for either of your teams. But
you know what this reminds me of? Have you ever gone to the zoo and gone to the monkey area and then you're just watching them and all of a sudden they just you see one reach back and shit on their hand and they chunk it at the other monkey and the other monkey goes and does the same thing? That's what I feel like this matchup's going to be.
That's how I imagine Birdo and Mick's trades is what that looks like to me.
Oh, that's fresh. Here, you want that one?
Yeah. Yeah, this is terrible. Here, you smell that. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
All right, next up we have Cody versus D in the battle for Alvin Blackman's favor. For this one, I mean, there's not a whole lot to say here. The way Cody's team's been playing, Metcalf out, Judy out, you know, he's got others out. I mean, this isn't D's week. So
and Zeke's coming back. This week.
Yeah.
This ain't that D.
Got, no, not this week. Not this week. Got to give the win to Cody.
Well, I mean, Kelsey, Herbert's going to have to throw it. Taylor's back, playing like himself. He's going to need, and then you got Smith, who's probably going to get more targets with Goddard out. He's just going to need like a freaking, he's going to need his top guys to really freaking step
yeah.
up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can say that for anybody. So that is what could make it happen, but he's got a long ways to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, so does everybody when they play Cody or Keith. But
yeah, right.
Man, his receivers are going to be Hollins and Gallup.
Yep.
I can see Hollins doing good because Sertan's going to be on Adams. So it could happen. I hope it happens, man.
It
fuck
could
Cody.
Happen.
All right, next we got Noah versus JT in the Matrix versus the Stanky Leg. That's terrible. It's actually going to be pretty close. Their quarterback matchup or shit. If you know what, I'm going to go Noah. Because we don't know if JT's going to be somewhere where he's going
to We don't know what the Boost mobile towers are going to be doing at that time.
He might be in space next week and not be able to set his lineup. So,
No joke.
I'm just going to have to assume the players that he has right now are going to be his starters because he sets his lineup 3 weeks in advance and then doesn't touch them.
3 weeks in advance. Next up, we have J-Dub versus Birdo and LD's number one
Yay.
Versus LD's number 331. You know, we got J-Dub on the up and ups. Birdo's team doesn't look bad either. He's got good running backs. He's got Christian Watson after his team after that great win or great game by him with three TDs. But you're going up against Derrick Henry, Kamara, now Pittman. I gotta give this one to J Dub, bro. I mean, Max Crosby, I've been liking, bro. That fool's real nice, but
He has Lamar.
you might, you're going up against Lamar, Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, bro. Gotta give this one to J Dub.
And he has Jimmy Garoppolo starting. You know what happens when you rely on Jimmy to be your quarterback? I can tell you it's not very good.
All right, next up we have JC versus Dippy in the Battle of the Hairlines. And looking at this
Yikes!
one, JC, I think you might be able to pull it out. I mean, you need some
Let's
luck on your side,
go!
but hey, if Williams comes back, Slayton plays all right. You just got what, Freiermuth, so I
Yep.
think you could do it. I think you could do it.
God bless you, Joe, and your family.
Stop that slide.
Is this your
Shut the hell
starting
up,
lineup?
Vic.
Is this your starting
Shut
lineup?
the
Oh
hell
no.
up, Vic.
I mean, Mike Williams is dead. I don't know if you noticed.
He's coming, bro. You didn't see
He's
the news?
coming.
They're playing the song
He's limited
We
Wednesday. He's back
Were.
at practice. So
I just hope he. I
I had
hope
an
you start
asterisk if
Carter.
he comes.
I hope you start Carter though, too.
Both of them?
Yeah, I mean they're playing against KC. They're gonna have to chunk it. They're gonna have to keep up scoring wise.
I mean, that is true if Keenan Allen is still out.
And they're out. That mean they're. I mean, what's his name? Mike tight end Everett's not gonna be playing, so that's more targets opening up.
You're right. You're right. You know what? Appreciate that, Vic. Let's get this dub, Vic.
Yeah.
Actually, you know
My
what? Fuck that. I
calling.
need you to lose. Well, I need one
No,
of y'all to lose.
sir.
Actually,
My
I
bad.
need one. I need one of y'all to lose.
We
So
need Dip
I'm
to
good
lose,
either
bro. He's
way.
up higher. He's higher up.
But if you lose, you're going down, down. But both of y'all, both of y'all are like tough. At least you, y'all should just both of y'all should start y'all's injured receivers.
Bro, let's move on. Me and Dip's teams are both dog shit. Alrighty, boys. Let's hop into our questions to wrap up the pod. First question we have here is day in the life. So, what's like a typical day for you? I'll kick it off just to kind of give you guys an idea. So, in my house, Monday through Friday, for the most part, it's obviously like most of you guys getting kids ready, right? So, for me, I work from home. Steph also works from home, except for on Wednesdays. So, most of the days, except Wednesdays, I'm getting up like at 6 a.m. And getting myself ready while Steph gets all three girls ready. And then I'm taking them to school, but I also get breakfast ready for them, like waffles and shit. It's funny because I was telling Steph, I was like, when the hell did we upgrade to Eggos? When I remember when you and me were together by ourselves, we used to buy the fucking cheap ass Great Value waffles and we would never touch Eggos, bro. But like nowadays, we fucking be buying Eggos for these kids and we get the damn box because they eat so many of them. But, I after I go drop the kids off, I usually come home and I'm fucking chilling, waiting for work. I don't start work till 10 a.m. because I'm on Pacific time. It ain't Australia like your ass, Joe. So I'm working at 10 and then I get off at 7. For lunch, I usually will like grab something downstairs, chill, and then I'm at 7. I'm getting the kids ready, and then at 8 o'clock. So I do try to get them in bed by 8-ish, and then I'll nowadays I've been gaming again since I got my new job. So I'm on Xbox with Dip or Mick. I think they got Dre and Trevor back on too. Sheldon's been gaming lately, so I've been chilling with the boys there. But that's kind of like a normal day around here. And then weekend wise, just Sundays I go to church with the fam, but watch football and watch you goons like Pat and Mick get all depressed about shit. Mick doesn't get depressed anymore, but Vic, do you remember when that fool was like all about mental health? And how he would like roast his ass about his trades, and he'd be like, "Bro, y'all can't make fun of mental health. That's not right." And we're like, "Shut the fuck up, Mick. You're so full of
The
shit." That
worst part
fool's
about
hilarious.
that is he was trying to bank off that with his freaking online,
That
his
fool
online
started a fucking
Twitch,
charity thing on his Twitch account.
trying to get people to.
That's right,
And we
bro.
told him, we were like, bro, you can't do that because you're not giving any of your money to any foundation or nothing. You can't. What the
Bro,
hell?
we didn't see no receipts. I think we saw one receipt after like the last one, but he had already made like
Wasn't
fat
that from
money on the first
D-Balls?
one. All right, where's the IRS at? Just kidding. All right, Vic, you're next. Adderall, you make my day.
I mean, if I don't have Adderall, I might as well just lay in bed the whole time. I wake up, Papa Addy. realize how freaking tired I'm going to be before the end of the day. But go into work around 9, see my shit load, be like, good thing I get paid. Well, go out there.
Bro, hang on. Whenever you show up, is your truck already loaded or is it like...
Yeah, it's like 98% loaded.
So, is your day based off of when you show up and that shit's like... It looks like badass boxing.
Because you look at your route. You look at, for me, I look at what route I'm on. I kind of can get an idea sometimes of, but sometimes it'll be a different route. But I'll look and I'll see how many stops I have, see how many packages. See
if, so you base it off of stops.
Well, see how much I've committed packages I need to get off. And then Damn. If it's a route I don't know, I got to go ask someone where they go for certain things. But majority, I know most of it. And then... Last is you go to your truck, and you open that bulkhead door, or you go through the go in the building and you go through the back of the truck, and you can just tell if you look in the. You know.
Is it different day to day? Like some days you open it up and you're like, "Damn, that thing."
Exactly.
And some days it's like, "Okay, I got like 4 packages."
Because it just depends. Because it could be packed, and you'd be like, if you have like a lot of bulk stops, like you're like, "Well, I can get majority of this crap off. It's all going to like one place." But the worst is like. When you have residentials and it's like you may have like 200 stops, but it's like 3 packages for one. And
bro, Vic is having
everywhere.
Fucking flashbacks right now. Like this fool's looking off to the side, fucking
bro,
stressed.
It's
bro.
Loader means everything for a person's day. Like that. That's why you could tell if a driver can, their day is determined by when they look at their truck. And like, damn, this loader didn't give a shit today.
Give a shit.
Pack that stuff in. Yeah.
Fridays are the worst too, because they're just like, it's Friday. They're like, fuck. Cause I was like that. I was like, it's Friday, man. Fuck it. Y'all get paid
damn.
Enough. But
are you done as soon as the truck's empty, or if you finish early, you go back and say, all right, next round.
It depends how early you get done. If you get done early enough, they'll be like, hey, can you go help so and so, or go do a pickup. It all depends. And then by that time, it's either between 6:30 to as late. I've been out as late as 10:30 at night, and get home, shower, eat, and
game it up, bro. Got to get them NBA points up, baby.
It all depends. Like some days, it's like I have to get done quick because you know Kylie has a game or.
Bro, y'all are at soccer something. Games on the reg. Bro.
Oh, yeah, that's our weekends. We don't have weekends. What are weekends?
Damn.
Like,
is it Saturday and Sundays?
It depends. Like, sometimes they're in a tournament or sometimes they have 2 games. We get up earlier on – well, I get up earlier on weekends than I do on the weekdays. Cause,
damn.
Yep.
That's wild.
Traveling our all-star squad.
And I don't drive on weekends.
Joe knows.
I make Kara drive. Because I get sick and tired of
oh,
driving.
Oh, damn. So you're tired of driving because you've been driving all day. Fucking hell.
Yep. That's about it.
All right, Joe. Fill us in, bro. The league wants to know. We've been wondering.
It's average Joe, just like most aspects of my life. Let's see. Yeah, weekdays. So I wake up at 5. Me and Renee wake up before all the other kids do and have coffee.
Hold up. Everyone take notes so that when you can offer Joe trades.
The day does start at 5. So get up, have coffee. All the kids are up usually by 6, and so then get them ready. And something that's a bit different in our house is I help with virtually nothing around here because I don't think about any of it. But the one thing I do help with is I try to keep myself and my family fed. So unfortunately for them, I do the cooking. So
hang on. With keeping your family fed, does that consist of keeping around old TV dinner trays and then you putting all the leftovers in it and putting it
Oh
in that
yeah.
massive freezer.
Oh
Yes,
yeah.
sir. The
I can, my
Fiala
kids got
way,
my genes. I can just open up a can of green beans out of the pantry, dump it on their
Yes,
plate, and say, "Here you go."
sir.
And my kids are saying,
Bro.
thank you. We need more."
Bro,
Look
I'll
around at
never
other kids
forget.
where they don't touch nothing, but my kids,
That's
man,
nice.
they eat anything. Oh, it
Bro,
is.
I'll
It is.
never
My kids
forget
are big.
going to your house and like, you're like, "Y'all hungry?" And then we go to that freezer, bro, and
yeah,
you
you
just
say,
have
"Pick
like
this one or that one
Yeah.
or that one or that one.
Bro,
What
low
meal do
key,
you
that
want?"
was on point. Low key, that was on point. I used to love that. I used to be like, "Bro, Joe's got some food in here for sure."
Oh yeah.
Let's
No,
go get some.
I'm the same way. I learned from my mom. So, yep.
Dude, that's funny.
It's the food tastes terrible, but kids don't eat great, but they eat healthy. So, Renee's definitely a better cook,
There you
but
go.
like I said, that's the only thing I'm helpful with is
Hey,
I'm hungry, so I make sure I'm fed.
I remember
I'm
how
mad at it.
like long Joe's house was. Like it wasn't like
yeah,
like, dude. It was like a
single story just
spread out.
Yeah, and we'd never see your dad, bro. Your dad was like a mystery man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like some
like peace
twice.
And quiet, either be in his office or be in the back.
I
Yes,
remember
sir.
Slim. There was nothing but Slim Fast at the fridge at the cleaners. I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, the cleaners. Yeah. 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 I spent a lot of time at that cleaners.
I was like, "Man, who's going to eat this? I ain't eating that." What's that?
Yeah. Mom went through a stage, Slim Fast.
Bro, do you, so do you, did you take on the cleaners or open up your own in Houston or what?
Yeah. I saw the effort they went through and decided to.
Yeah,
the cleaners.
It, right?
You, oh yeah, yeah. No, they sold it.
Yeah, it's like two.
Man,
it's like
they
a
just
pharmacy thing.
Yeah,
place
it's
now,
something so. Else. And it's
Gotcha.
Had a bunch of bad luck. I mean, just keeping everybody hired, and then they had somebody like drive through the front, you know, into the
Damn.
Main area and tear all that up, and then, you know, stuff breaking down or whatever else. So I said, "Nah, nope." Then they sold
That's
that, and
wild.
then that's whenever they got the car wash after that. So,
oh yeah,
out of
yeah.
middle school at the dry cleaners and high school at the car wash. And
yeah,
that wasn't much better. Everything breaks down at the car wash. So, go after school, got to go empty trash cans, make sure nothing's broken, make sure all your little coin machines work. So,
I
yeah, spent a lot of
doing.
time.
I remember just, I knew where Joe lived, like, but like I knew how to get to the street, but I. It was always dark going there, and I think
Bro.
It was just recently I was like, "Oh, this
the
is where it's
back
at," because I delivered to your parents' house, but they had a gate, and I was like, "Damn, you can't even." I didn't even realize this was the street, but yeah, I mean,
right? It's tucked away, bro. It's all.
It's growing all the way over there now, except that one street's still there by itself.
Yeah, well, that's because it's all it's zoned that way. Basically, you can't break it down more than the 5-acre lots, so
and you still
they're
got
stuck
that
way.
That trailer park right across the street over there.
Yep, yep. And houses going up on all sides, but
Dude,
they're holding strong on that.
Bro, that's the house you go to for the zombie apocalypse, bro, because nobody will ever find it.
Oh,
Dude,
yeah.
I was like, "Damn, that's where Joe's house is?" I was like, "I can't even see it. It's this gate's in the way and then all these tall trees. Like, it's
yep.
right up there."
That's right. You just
how
need
you
a big
hiding,
keep
how you
out
hiding
sign.
That big-ass house?
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Big keep out sign and stay away from dog and whatever else.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Shoot on sight.
Yeah. We got the safe out front. Makes it easy access. So
there you go.
Yeah. So I make the kids breakfast and then, Renee takes them all to school. So we both work at home as well. So as y'all can see here, my office is literally right next to the kitchen, which is right next to the rest of the house. We have a small house. So
Bro,
I don't get
what?
Out much.
You work from home?
Yes. Yeah, I work from
And this
home.
Fool was like, "I can't, I'll look at it at my lunch break." This dude's working
I'm
at home.
Still, I'm
my
on
trade
the phone
offer until
all
lunch break.
Day.
I was like, you're making me thinking like you can't have your phone at work. Like you only have.
Well, I do go into the office. I do go to the construction site, but I'm on phone calls pretty much all day.
This dude.
Damn.
You had me thinking, like,
yeah.
he probably has to wait to get to his.
On my
out.
Lunch, Steffel took 2 steps into the kitchen. From his chair.
It's a pause from phone calls. I prioritize my time.
I was
That's
like,
funny.
I was like, once we got the committal that Joe was getting on here, I was like, "Dude, I'm getting this fucking, I'm getting a trade done. Fuck this. I know that he has to respond now."
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
I try to All respond.
Right, so
I don't do a lot of stuff. But, yeah, no, so
we
then
got
the rest
breakfast.
Of Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, y'all keep talking about other stuff. Reminiscing,
Sorry, man.
But
we're so curious.
Yes. No, so
we
it's...
haven't seen you in forever. Right?
I know. That was a big part of joining
we don't
this.
Hear from, we don't hear
yes,
you.
Sir.
You're from
So yeah, that's right. So no, work from home, and then I pick up the kids, and again, cook them dinner while Renee's getting them all ready. Hang out with them before I start my evening work. Right now, working with Australia, as some of you know, and so normally do that, you know, 7 to 9 or 10 or later, depending on meetings and stuff. And so, dang, get my nighttime work. And then weekends, it's hang out. They're not old enough for sports yet. I'm trying to get them into all those sports, but Renee says no. So we'll see, see who wins out.
Yes, sir.
But yeah,
that's awesome.
Not too
bro.
Exciting.
Yeah, sounds like a typical dad life for sure.
Yes, sir.
Next, we will jump into this was Joe's question. Who is the ugliest person in the league?
Did you really put that on Joe?
I'm joking. Joe, let's go ahead and start with you. Who do you think the ugliest person in the league is, bro?
Man, it's been a while since I've seen a lot of people, so it's hard to say.
We'll start with me and Vic. Yeah. Go ahead, Vic.
Well, I think the ugliest person in the league is JC, hands down.
Shut the hell up, bro.
Nah, probably Dip.
Dip. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm going to have to go with Bert. That fool is fucking ugly, bro. Bert is ugly.
And he doesn't care how he looks either.
Mick's ugly, but Berto is ugly.
No matter how, and he's been like that since high school, no matter how long he took on his hair.
Exactly. Even Berto, worse, like that fool looked emo as hell.
Laugh.
I wish I could hear his laugh right now as he's listening to this, bro.
Well, first he'd flip out at you. He's like, really, JC?
What the fuck? He almost drove his box truck into a fucking building right now, hearing this.
The frick? Yeah, and for me, looking at some of them, no, some of those aren't bad. But one thing I gotta say is I'm not a big fan of facial hair. Right now, Vic, yours is growing out a little bit more, but that Facebook pic, wasn't quite
out of
there.
All people, the way you...
It's like, I don't know. Your girl likes
people,
that.
I would think
you did. Yeah. You just letting it go. A little starting No Shave November a little early, huh?
Heck yeah.
Oh, yes, sir.
He got snipped and just said, oh, I don't care anymore. And so, let go. Let it go.
they let us grow it out at work now, so I'm like, hey, I ain't shaving for shit now.
Hey, Diff can't be that ugly, bro, if he's pulling strippers. You know what I mean? I mean, that fool's got that stripper on my account in the profile picture right now. Berto over
is that
here
who
freaking.
It was?
Yeah, she's not a stripper, bro. I'm just messing around. It's just an ex of his from like.
All right,
way
let's
back
quit
when.
Being. Let's not. We all know who the ugliest one is. We don't have to say. He gets shit on too
Vic's
much.
Vic's got. I think I know where you're going with this one. Let's move on, boys. So
he's got his own segment on this show somehow.
Let's jump into the best fantasy manager question. So,
oh, heck yeah, man.
Boys, hands down, this is without question. Both of you guys are probably some of the best managers I've seen. Some of the moves y'all have made for your teams. Victor, turning his whole team around. I mean, guys, easily you both, for sure.
I'd have to agree. I mean, Joe being a newcomer and just jumping in and already in the playoff contentions, and man, he's just like, Pat, shut the fuck up, you suck. Like, you won two championships, but now I'm here. And then of course you. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah,
that's too kind.
You got your money back, and now you're just like, let me get my players a bye week. Yeah. Every week now, let him go home.
He was showing the talent that he does have, I don't want to go in a circle or anything, but everybody talks on Vic, but, I think there's a reason for it. All those trades, he's working his way back up, and so, yeah. And JC, like you said, already got his money. He was already at the top, so you can't help that injuries are, knocking you out. Otherwise, man, you'd be right up there.
What can I say, bro? Listen.
He got his money,
I'm
and he was
fucking
like,
kidding, bro.
I can't take all this.
We're fucking kidding, bro.
Yeah, fuck
listen.
This.
Man, get this but shit the fuck off the pod, bro. What is this? Like J-Dub said, bro, the same what this is for. You fucking talk that shit, bro, and get that shit going. Let's jump into the actual fucking last question here. Fuck one, marry one, kill one. All right, let's fucking go, boys. All right, so Vic, go ahead and throw with me and Joe. You can start with whoever. and throw us some ladies.
All right. Well, they asked me to come up with some ladies, so you know I had to go get the best for these guys. We just picked three people, and they're gonna have to name them. So it's fuck one, marry one, kill one. All right. So here's these hotties. You got Wendy Williams, Rosie O'Donnell, and Leslie Jones. Go.
What the shit? Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Let's go.
Wait, we both have to do the same three?
Yeah.
All right, so you said Wendy Williams. You know what? I like tall bitches. Let's see. I'm going to tell her here, bro. Even though she looks like a man in the face. And then you said who else? Leslie Williams?
Leslie Jones and Rosie O'Donnell.
Look at
Yeah, Joe. I got to look up some of these. I don't know. I have these. Rosie O'Donnell, I knew that All one.
All right, I'm killing Rosie O'Donnell, bro. She has to go. Motherfucker got to go. Too easy. And then, Leslie Jones. I might just marry Leslie Jones just so I never have to fuck her. And then I'll smash Wendy, bro. Fuck it.
Or she'll smash you.
Oh, it's either or. Fuck it. We're about to go with it. Joe, I would just, if I were you, stick with my answers because you do not want to answer these, bro.
Jeez, man, he wasn't kidding.
I thought Vic was going to, I literally told Vic before we started recording, guys, I said, hey, pick at least one honey, Vic. I'm thinking like Rosario Dawson, not Rosario Dawson, sorry, I'm thinking of, what's her name? Alexandra Daddario, that's what I was going to say. Or someone fine, this motherfucker picked three beat-ass.
Goodness.
That's fucked up, bro.
Her part of what she had, pretty much had to be the same. Kill off O'Donnell, and then I only heard the second half.
Joe, you're gonna have to clean your search history now.
Yeah, for sure. Work computer. I'm gonna get an email tomorrow morning saying what's going on here. Get an email from Australia. Yeah, sir, you need to come into the office.
No joke.
Exactly. She's definitely killing Rosie, marrying. Leslie, because at least she's funny.
Exactly.
But
you see, bro, I'm telling you, bro, that was a good answer. I like it. I'll take it.
Wendy Williams, man, that's gonna have to stretch and body for that.
No joke. All right, boys. Well, let's jump into Andre's favorite part, where I thank my co-host for joining the pod. Boys, I want to give you guys the floor. Joe, we will start with you. Any final words you'd like to say to the league?
I'd like to say happy to be here. Try to be involved a little more. As I saw earlier, I've got super slow internet, so I'll try to get that a little faster, you know, respond to Vic or Mick or others a little bit faster. I'll work on that, but no, enjoying it. So thanks for having me on.
Awesome, bro. We need a guy like you on this league, bro. We need someone who's got all the ideas, you know, you're sharp. You know, you keep us in line. You help us with our grammar. I've been looking at, you know, dictionaries to make sure that I'm using my words.
Happy
right
to
now.
Help and happy to be nice guy. I think that was probably the nicest, invite Vic sent in a while. So, you know, made me feel special.
I gotta send that.
Yes, sir.
Oh man, I had to make it right. Yeah, it was fun. It was good to get Joe on here. I appreciate you. Respectfully and nicely turning down all 51 of my trade offers. I know it could be a lot, but no, it's been you've been a good addition. You've been competitive, got a good team. You and J-Dub have started off y'all's first season pretty strong.
For sure, I agree.
So yeah, man, it's been fun. I'm glad you were on. Glad you could make time out of your schedule for us. I'm sure your kids missed getting that dinner warmed up for you today. But yeah, man.
For sure. Well, boys, that's a wrap. Thanks for listening, gentlemen. If you're listening to this in the morning, afternoon, evening, have a good day, have a good night. We'll see y'all next time.
Hey, Pat, Blake's about to whoop that ass.
Peace.